Okay. One of the mirrors we sing Friday night is Menucha v'Simcha. Menucha v'Simcha, we know the first name of the Rishon who wrote the Zemer, because it starts Menucha, and then Shemei Shemayim, and then Hu Asher Diber is Moshe. But we don't know which Moshe it was. There are some people have guesses, but there's no actual evidence of which Moshe it was. It was some Rishon named Moshe. We know, though, that he was Ashkenazic. How do we know the author of Menucha v'Simcha was Ashkenazic? Because when he talks in the fourth stanza about the special tefillos we say on Shabbos, it says Nishmas Kol Chai, special for Shabbos, V'gam Naritzach. We say Naritzach, special for Shabbos. Sfardim say Naritzach on weekdays. And then on Shabbos, most of them say Keter Yitnu Lecha. But Ashkenazim say Nekadesh all week long, and have a special Nusa called Naritzach for Shabbos. So therefore we know that he was Ashkenazic, even though we don't know exactly who he was. This Zemer is also different than maybe even all the ones we've learned until now in this poetic form, and that has no refrain. All the other ones had a refrain that you were supposed to say after each stanza. This one has no refrain. The reason we know is because each stanza has four lines, like most miros, but the rhyme scheme is not three and then something rhyme with the refrain. The rhyme scheme is that all four lines rhyme. And then So we see that there is not meant to be sung with the refrain. You just sing each stanza in order, as mostly we do nowadays. Okay, in one modern tune, they turn the second paragraph into a refrain. But you're allowed to do whatever you want. But that wasn't the intention of the... it doesn't hurt. That wasn't the intention of the Paitan. Okay, what's the theme? The theme is very straightforward. This is actually a very easy piyo to understand. It's about Shabbos. It's purely about Shabbos. Unlike last week, we discussed Karibon, which is about Hashem. This one is, obviously it's all about Hashem, but it's more specific. Karibon is not about Shabbos at all. Sir Mishael was not about Shabbos at all. This one is all about how great Shabbos is. So it starts with the description of Shabbos, Menucha v'Simcha, or La Yehudim. It's working with many psukim, or La Yehudim, okay, Nyana Diyoma, we're almost at Rosh Chodesh Adar. Is based on the Pasuk Megillah, La Yehudim, Haisa Ora. So Shabbos is Menucha v'Simcha, or La Yehudim. It's interesting just to think about that. Menucha is rest. It's like, you're talking about the Madrigas of Shabbos here, right? This is the intro. If you look, we'll see the structure of it. Is the first two lines are the intro. Menucha v'Simcha, or La Yehuda. Menucha is rest. I mean, we're very tarot, very busy, very distracted. We get a rest from all our burdens on Shabbos. Simcha is a higher Madriga. Not only are we rested from all the burdens and distractions, but we can really feel a true inner joy. And or La Yehudim, it's light. The Rav Yaakov Emden in the Siddur sees as a remez to Shabbos candles. But I think the Pashim Shad is no. It means like the Pasuk, La Yehudim Haisa Ora. It's not referring to a physical light. Right? The Megillah doesn't mean a physical light. It means enlightenment. It means a feeling of enlightenment. So it's not only Menucha, but Simcha, but Or, which is really a spiritual enlightenment, a certain Madrig that we get on Shabbos. Yom Shabbaton, the day of Shabbos. Yom Machamadim is a day, it's a little unclear, the Mefarshim argue, we know Machamadim means things you desire, but is it that Yom Machamadim is a way of saying like Yom Chemda, a day that is desired? But I think the more Pashim Shad is Yom Machamadim, it's a day when, in Tanakh, Machamadim means nice things. right, Kol Machamudah, Shor Yilom Mikedim, etc. It's a day when we have Yom Machamadim, a day when we have all the beautiful, all the nice, desirous things, meaning we have all the fanciest things, all the nice thing in the world, we save for Shabbos. Shomer v'Zochar, of those who do Shomer v'Zochar, and I think the reason he put Shomer before Zochar here is because Chazal have a famous phrase, Shomer v'Zochar b'Dibur Echad, even though Zochar comes first in the Chumash, but Shomer v'Zochar b'Dibur Echad, so he says Shomer v'Zochar, maybe that's why he put Shomer first. Hema me'idim, whoever does Shomer Shabbos and Zechira Shabbos, right? You have to keep Shabbos. If you say Kiddush, you don't keep Shabbos, it doesn't prove very much, but it's not enough to keep Shabbos, Shomer. You also have to explain why by saying Kiddush. Heyman be'idim, you testify. We know this is a theme of Chazal, right? Whoever keeps Shabbos is testifying that Hashem created the world. That's why we have a minhag. Everyone but the briskers that on Friday night, two people stand and say Vayichulu because you're giving testimony. What are we testifying? Ki l'shisha, because by the sixth day, Kol Beruim, by the sixth day, Kol Beruim V'Omdin. Everything was created, and Omdin means stood, but it more means established. Meaning everything is created by the sixth day, and established, meaning it wasn't just like barely created, it was already created in a form that was a final form that could really continue and exist forever, right? Meaning the whole Bria was done in 6 days, Hashem rested on the seventh, and the whole point of Shabbos is, Pashav Shat, is that we testify that Hashem created the world. And what did Hashem create? Now, this standard should end with a colon. Kol Brum Yom Din. What's Kol? What are all the things Hashem created? So the second stanza is basically chazering Bereshis Perek Aleph. The Sheishis May Bereshis. What did Hashem create? Shemei Shamayim Eretz V'yamim. Okay, Shemei Shamayim is not found in Bereshis Perek Aleph. It's a phrase all over Tanakh. Like we say in Vayvarech David. It's not really in Vayvarech David. It's in the paragraph we put it. Right after Vayvarech David, Shemayim, Shemayah Shemayim, V'chol Tzvam, Ha'aretz, Hayamim, etc., Hayamim. Right, so Shemayim Shemayim, the heavens, Ha'aretz V'yamim. Right, meaning on the second day Hashem created the heavens, on the third day He created the Eretz V'yamim, right? So He moved the water to make Yamim and the land to make Eretz. Kol Tzvam, Marum, Gvom, V'ramim. All the heavenly hosts, right, the armies, meaning the hosts of the heavens, Gvohim, V'ramim, which are high and exalted, high and... they both mean high. Ram means high, and Gavoh means high. This is L'chor, not referring to the angels, when he said Tzvam Arom, but referring to the sun and moon and stars, because that fits Bereshis Perek Aleph. If we just talked about the second day, Shemei Shemayim, the third day, Earth V'yamim, the next line will be the fifth day. So the stem of this line is the fourth day. And the fourth day, Hashem created the sun and the moon and the stars. Tanin is referring to the fifth day. What Hashem created in the fifth day? The birds and the fish, but the most impressive of that, Rav Yivra Elokim, es hataninim hagdolim, the eschol nefesh, etc., etc., etc. Right? The tanin is what we call in Midrashic literature the livyasan. Right? The meaning, why is this tanin emphasized? And, I mean, there's a lot of history in this, etc. But why is the tanin emphasized? Because the tanin is some special creature. Right, which in the Medrash later became called the Leviathan. I mean, it's not referring to a regular crocodile tanin, it's not referring to a regular whale that now is called Leviathan either. It means the like mightiest creature of the sea, which in mythic proportions means like the ultimate, you know, the ultimate force of the destruction in the sea, which Hashem will slay l'asad lavo and feed the tzaddikim, which is all, you know, very metaphorical. But that's what Hashem created on the fifth day. Tanin is like the greatest sea creatures. And what about the sixth day? Adam v'chayat re'emim. Okay, why Chayat Re'im Mim instead of Re'im? Because you have to rhyme with Mim. But Adam was on the sixth day, and the animals. What is the greatest animal? If the greatest fish is the Tanin, the Leviathan, the greatest animal is, of course, the Re'im. That's what we call, for example, the Akdamas and other Piyutim and all over Shas, that in the Asad Lavo, Hashem will slay the Leviathan and will slay this the Re'im, meaning the mythical, metaphorical beast of the wild that's like the wildest, strongest beast in the wild. Called Behemoth in the English translation, and right, Nakdomus has a long thing about how Shem will make a little gladiatorial contest between them, and then it'll kill them both, and it'll feed them to the tzaddikim. So it means like the greatest fish, obviously, to the smallest, and people, and the greatest animals, all the way to the smallest. These are all the things he made. Kiva ka Hashem tzur olamim, because Hashem tzur olamim is a pasuk in Yeshaya, maybe perkof vav. We mentioned this already. The pasuk shot, I think, in the pasuk in Yeshaya is different. Is that Hashem, Tzur Olamim, he's the rock of ages, meaning you can always trust in him, right? Better than Prudential. But Chazal and Menachos Daf Chav Tes in Darshan is possible to mean Tzur, like Lashon Tzayar, creator, right? Because Hashem, Tzur Olamim, Hashem created the worlds, right? So Hashem created the worlds, all these things, because Hashem, they Darshan with, what does Bim mean? Right, if you take a Pshuto Shel Mikra, it means we place our trust in Ka Hashem. But if it means Ka Hashem Tzur Olamim, why didn't you say Hashem Tzur Olamim? There's Bika with his name Ka. He, the Yud and Hey, he created Olamim, one world with the Yud, one world with the Hey, and Alpi Kabbalah, there are also words of the Vav, worlds with the Vav and Hey, but this Pia doesn't deal with Kabbalah, only deals with Nigle. So it means Hashem created the world with just his name, meaning with just his essence, saying his name. What's interesting is, of course, what's missing from the second stanza in Sheishis May Bereshis. What's obviously missing from the second stanza? No, because that's the theme, that's what we're leading to. But the first day. What about the first day? Right? We have the second, we have all the days. What about the first day? So I think maybe, I don't know, this is Bederach Remez, Bederach Drash, maybe that's already hinted at in the first stanza. I mean, where do you have a Remez to the first day? Menucha v'simcha or La Yehudim. right? There's a certain awe in the first day, and this is the theme in Chazal, that, right, we know Rashi points out, and it's in Midrash of a few places, that Hashem created a light on the first day that's a supernal light, that's a spiritual, metaphysical light that's beyond everything in this world. And then he took that away and saved that for the tzaddikim, la'asad lava, for Olam Haba. And of course, Shabbos, and in Olam Haba, we get a little bit of that light. So it could be there's a hint here. It's interesting why he doesn't, in the second stanza, say God created light. Okay, maybe just because it's not a physical thing, but still, you would think it would be here. Maybe because we already miramis to it in the first stanza. God created light on the first day, and that light is really found, expresses itself nowadays. Every Shabbos, we get a little taste of that light. So if so, there's Bederech Rem as a theme here, that Shabbos is not just when he rested. Shabbos goes back to the essence of creation, right? The very first thing Hashem did in creation was create the holiest, most spiritual thing, light, which stands for enlightenment, which stands for spirituality, which stands for like all the koach of goodness. And that light, we taste a little on Shabbos, and then we might expect that in the end of the Zemer, we should go to Olam Haba, if we're following the theme of that Medrash. The third paragraph says, Hu asher diber li'am skulaso. He is the one who spoke. Am skulaso is based on the Pasuk, right, by Matan Torah. V'yisam li segula mikol ha'amim. So we're the Am segula, right, his treasured nation, his chosen treasured nation. Hu asher diber, he's the one who spoke. So on a simple level, it means he, the same one who created the world, is the same one who spoke to his nation and gave them the Torah, right? Meaning, God who created the world is the God who gave us the Torah. It's also remiss to a pasuk. Of course, where's the first time it says, Hu asher diber in the Chumash? Where's the first time it talks about Shmira Shabbos in the Chumash? Again, I don't mean Bereishis Perek Beis. I mean keeping Shabbos. Mara. What happens around Mara, right? By the month. Right? Meaning it said it was given at Mara, that's what you meant. By the Mun, what happens? The first time B'nai Israel commanded to keep Shabbos by the Mun, what does Moshe say? Hu asher diber Hashem Shabbaton Shabbakodesh L'Hashem Bachar Eis asher tofuei fuvi Eis asher tofashlu bashelu Eis kol odeif hanichu L'chamash meretz ala boker. When Moshe first tells the Jews to keep Shabbos, even before Matan Torah, he says, Hu asher diber, this is what Hashem said. Obviously, this is a remez here in this stanza. Hu asher diber, that Hashem commanded us on Shabbos even before Matan Torah. Right, Hu Asher Diber, even before the Torah, Shabbos even comes before the whole Torah. It's not like we have to wait for the Torah to get Shabbos. Shabbos is so important that before we got the Torah, when we got the Man, that's why Chazal say we're going to stop at Mara, because they're explaining that pasuk Hu Asher Diber. When did Hashem say? He said at Mara. Okay, whether it's exactly at Mara or whether it's at Refidim is not important. What's important is that Hashem told us Shabbos even before the Torah. We have in Dayenu, he gave us the Shabbos before he gave us the Torah, and a few other places. Liam Skula Shomer Lakadsho, we should, that's obviously a pasuk Veschanan, Shomer Asiyama Shabbos Lakadsho. Should be careful, guard it to sanctify it, me bovi, I'd say so, from when it comes in till it ends. Shabbat Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Yom Chemdaso is the day of Hashem's desire. Hashem loves and desires the Shabbos. This does not seem to come from a pasuk, but it does come from, where do we find, before Moshe wrote this piyut, that we know that Hashem was chomed Shabbos? It's not a pasuk, but it's in the Siddur. It's in the Shemoneh Esrei Shabbos. Right? Chemdas Yomim Oso Karasa. Zeichel Masa Gracious. Right? So, he also knew the Siddur. He's referring here to a theme in the Siddur. Maybe it's another Midrashim that I'm not, that I don't recall. But, it's Yom Chemdas. The day Hashem loves, Hashem desires, Hashem loves the Shabbos day. Why? Kivo Shabbos Kel Mikom Lachto. Which is obviously, working off the Pasuk in Bereishis, right? Kivosh Vas Mikom Lachto. As a matter of fact, some people don't even have the word Kel here. I'll be the rhyme scheme, there shouldn't even be a word Kel. We have, what does this Siddur have? Kivosh Vas Mikom Lachto. Okay, the Siddur Tefilos Kel Paz. Okay, how do we know? Because, okay, I'll just point something else out here about Zmiros. Over the years, some of these things got a little messed up in the transmission because people weren't such poets who copied over the Siddur. But many of the Piyutim, not all, have a mishkal, have a meter, not only a rhyme. We've talked about rhyme. Have a meter. A meter means a certain number of syllables, right, per line. Right? Isn't that what Shakespeare did in his sonnets? I don't know. I was never good in English. But this has eight syllables per rhyme. You don't count shvaz. Nu, cha, sim, cha, or, lai, hu, dim. Yom, sha, ba, ton, yom, mach, ma, dim. Shom, rav, zoch, rav, he, ma, mi, dim. Right? So here, ki, vo, sha, vas, mi, kol, melach, to. So really, the proper gears is probably without kale, just kivosh shavas become lachto, and then it's an exact quote from Bereishis, kivosh shavas become lachto, shavra lokim la'asos. Okay, the fourth stanza is, b'mitzvah Shabbos, which means the chus of mitzvah Shabbos, kel yachal litzach. If we do Shabbos, if you notice, we're going through history. We start with an introduction. Shabbos is great. Why? Because it tells us about Brias Olam. So you start with Brias Olam, and then we move to Matan Torah and Hashem commanding Am Yisrael to keep the Shabbos. And then we move to Brias Olam, then Hashem gave us Shabbos, then we keep the Shabbos. What's the mitzvah Shabbos? We do the mitzvah of Shabbos, and the chus of keeping Shabbos, kel yachal litzach. Here he's talking in second person. We're talking in second person to where we're sitting at our table. Hashem will yachalitz you. It's not so clear what yachalitz means. Some people say it's like lechalitz, to save you, right? To rescue you. Even nowadays, chilutz is like a rescue unit in the police or whoever has rescue units. But it could also mean yachalitz sometimes means to like strengthen your bones. Like atzmotai yachalitz, it says in Tehillim, if I'm not mistaken, but I might be. So probably yachalitz is like chalutzim tavru, right? Moshe says they got him they ruvein, mean to be strong and to be strong. So Hashem will yachalitz. Hashem will strengthen us. Hashem will. It's more than strong. It's like girding your loins or something. I don't have a good word in English. Hashem will give us strength and koach in the zchus of Shabbos. Kum kra'i lav, get up and call to him. Obviously, based on the pasuk from Yonah, kum kra'i lelokecha. Right? He says to Yonah, kum kra'i lav, get up and call to him. Yachish means to be fast. Chash is fast. Le'amitzach. Le'amitz is lechazek. Chazak ve'amatz, right? Hashem will be quick. Just, we have to say, tzah, amitz, so it'll rhyme, right? Hashem will be quick to strengthen you. And what should we call out to Hashem? What's special about Shabbos that we daven to Hashem more than other years? Adraba. On Shabbos, we don't daven to Hashem so much, right? We don't cry out to Hashem. Agav, by the way, Yachish la'amtzach is similar to a tefillah we have found in Shas. What do we say in Mishaberech on Shabbos? Not in Chol. Shabbos yimilizok. Or for Krovel Avo, right? That'll be very soon. So Yachish la'amtzach on Shabbos, Hashem will answer us very quickly. Nishmas Kolchai, we say Nishmas Kolchai, which we don't say during the week. Vegam Naritzach, and Ashkenazim say Naritzach on Shabbos, while during the week we only say Nekadesh, and that was a big deal. Meaning, what you say in Kedusha has to do with what the Malachim say is very significant in the higher realms. Echol Besimcha, we should eat with happiness, Kichvar Ratzach, because Hashem has already Ratzach. Rotzeh has already been pleased with you, right? Like Ratzon, we say by the Karbanos, Hashem's pleased with us. This is based on a pasuk in to eat besimcha because Hashem was already Rotzeh you. Anyone recognize the pasuk? Koheles, right? Lech echol besimcha lachmecha u'shtei b'levi tov yenecha ki kvar Rotzeh Elokim es ma'asecha. The pasuk in Koheles, right? Eat with happiness. Why? Why does Koheles say eat with happiness? Notice, Koheles, a lot of people think that Koheles is a book of like, oh, like you're telling you not to believe and worship God, etc. It's all kinds of strange kfir it's dealing with. No, that's not what it's dealing with at all. It's just dealing with the question of whether when you do worship God, should you worship God with a feeling of, oh, like, you know, I gotta just work harder and harder and I'm never good enough and I better get more and more zechuyos, or with a feeling of, no, I'm a good person, I'm on the right path, and I'm sure Hashem is pleased with me. That's really the fight. The fight's not like some people anachronistically think it's a modern day fight between do you care about God or do you not. No, I mean, Koheles was written by Shlomo Melch in the time of Tanakh. That wasn't people's concern. The concern was just what attitude you have. Should you have an attitude of a lot of pressure, or should you have an attitude of like it's all good? So here is clearly an all good pasuk, which is the main thrust of Koheles, and it says Echol besimcha, eat with happiness. Why? Why eat with happiness? Ki kvar ratzach. Not because you don't care, chas v'shalom. Because we know Hashem is already pleased with you. Because you know you're a good person, you know you're beseder, and you know Hashem loves you, and you know that Hashem's going to take care of you. And that's obviously the feeling of Shabbos. Why do we eat besimcha? We eat besimcha because we know. Not that we eat besimcha because it's a break from the work week so we can party. We eat besimcha because on Shabbos we can have this madrig and the feeling that we're okay in Hashem's eyes, that Hashem's taking care of us, and therefore we can celebrate and we can be happy. The last stanza says, how do we eat besimcha? B'mishna lechem v'kiddush rabba. With mishna lechem, that's lechem mishna, v'kiddush rabba, and a big kiddush. So kiddusha rabba, the Gemara in Arvei Pesachim, means specifically the daytime kiddush is called kiddusha rabba, we know. So it's not clear. Is he just saying kiddush rabba, a big kiddush, like as a phrase? Or maybe means the daytime kiddush, because you already said nishmas kolchai v'gam naritzach, so he's referring mainly to the daytime meal here, which you do after nishmas and naritzach. You don't do that at night. So therefore you do lechem mishnah and kiddush rabba. Berov matamim, with a lot of tasty foods, matamim from tam, v'ruach nediva. And the spirit of Nediva is, right, donation, etc., of giving. So here it's not so clear what Ruach Nediva means. The Achronim argue. It either means Ruach Nediva, happy spirit, like it really means a generous spirit. But generous spirit can mean with a happy spirit. You have a happy spirit on Shabbos. That's what you eat, with a happy spirit. Or it might mean that, I think this is what the Otzer Tfilos brings down, Ruach Nediva is a generous spirit, meaning invite poor people to your Shabbos table. You have Rov Batamim, you have a lot of Batamim. So if you have a lot of Batamim, you should have Ruach Nediva and invite poor people to come share it. So maybe here it's referring to inviting poor people to share our Shabbos meals. Yizku L'Rav Tov. Okay, this is based on a pasuk in Tehillim, Ma Rav Tuvcha Fashat Safan Tel Yecha. The Rambam made famous, that's referring to Olam Haba. Hashem hid away for his Yireim. Rav Tov, a great good. Yizkul Rav Tov, whoever keeps Shabbos will be zochet to this great good. Kol Mis'anigin Ba, whoever's Mis'anig on Shabbos will be zochet to this great good, which is the Geula. How do we know whoever's Mis'anig on Shabbos will be zochet to the Geula? So Chazal do say, whoever keeps two Shabbos, says Jews keep two Shabbos, it'll bring the Geula. But that's only a keeping Shabbos, not so much an Oneg Shabbos. Here we're already on the level of Oneg Shabbos, so probably referring to the Pesukim in Yeshaya, that are most famous for Mayididus, right? What does it say? It says, V'chibadtom, Karesh L'Shabbos Oneg, and what happens if you do all those things? V'achalticha nachlas Yaakov avicha, Hashem will give you the nachla of Yaakov, and he'll give you Eretz Yisrael, and give you the Geula. So simple pshat is referring to the Pesukim in Yeshaya, that whoever does Oneg Shabbos will be zoken the Geula, the Vias Goel. Right, Bivias Goel. When will we zoken this Geula? When Mashiach comes, L'chaya Olam Haba, and brings us to the Chaya Olam Haba. Okay, we know this in Machlokes Rishonim. Some of us have learned it together. The Rambam says Olam Haba is not where Mashiach brings you. That Olam Haba is where people go if they die. It's a spiritual realm, and Mashiach's in the physical realm. The Pashup Shad, even though some Achronim try to stick this in the Zemer, Pashup Shad is that this Ashkenazim Mechaber held more like the Ashkenazim than no. All the Mechaber just means what will come after Mashiach comes. Mashiach will come, he'll redeem this world, he'll build the Beis HaMikdash, and then this world will get turned into the next world, and Mashiach will just lead us into the next world, like the other Rishonim, not like the Rambam, and that, how will be Zocher to the next world, from in the Zchus of Shabbos will be Zocher in the next world. And this really ties together all the themes here. We had Bekashem Tzur Olamim, which is referring to the Drash of Chazal, that there are two worlds, this world and next world. Okay, Hashem created two worlds. How do we get from this world to the next world? I know you would answer Avodas Hashem, Mitzvos, etc. But in this Zemer, the answer is, not to exclude anything else, Chas V'Shalom, the answer is Shabbos. Right? And that really ties in, if I'm right, B'derech Remez, B'derech Drash, whatever it may be, that Or La Yehudim already, that Or Hashem created the first day. The first thing Hashem did in the world was already Olam Haba. He saved it for Olam Haba. So that Or is the first day, that Or is Shabbos, and that Or is Olam Haba, because Shabbos is the way to get from the Bria of this world to Olam Haba, and is really tying up all the worlds in this last line, which really shows you the Chashivas of Shabbos. It's not just Eidos on the creation of this world, it is the way to take the creation of this world to where it's supposed to go, which is to the next world, and that's why, of course, Shabbos, he doesn't use this phrase, but he obviously knows, we realize that we know this, but ain't Olam Haba. Did you hear what I had? Yes.